You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Code 3.
Did you touch my drum set?
Hey, knock it off!
Derek Kramer.
You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated.
Zach Jones.
F*** you, Brennan. I know you touched my drum set, and I want to hear that dirty little mouth admit it.
Kramer.
Out of my face.
Jones.
That's because you touched my drum set, because I know Pops doesn't start till 4.
Kramer and Jones on WGR Sports Radio 550.
You heard it there. Pops doesn't start till 4. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, though. We're on from 1 to 3 today, filling in for One Bills Live as Bills head on to the bye week. Had a fun sports night last night, didn't we? It was a real fun sports night.
First of all, it was this summer's favorite buddy cop.
It was this summer's favorite buddy cop. We're finally now starting to have fall weather, middle of October.
Yep.
So now,
we've been extended to the fall.
Exactly. the nice weather has continued.
By the way, yes. We had ourselves
a great sports night last night.
Especially for me, personally.
Right.
Because, and once again, I'm going to go back to blaming Christopher Columbus, because obviously Columbus Day, everything stunk. The Sabres stunk. The Blue Jays stunk. The Bills stunk. Everything stunk. Not a real holiday. Put everyone back to work.
Right.
That is now my new stance on that day.
Did not work. Try again.
I blame that fraud. And I'm glad that the day is being taken away from him even too. Like, fraud. Fraudulent. And anyone that plays on that day rues the day. And then, just on a simple Wednesday night, Blue Jays bats get back at it. Mm-hmm. 5 home runs in the game. Make it a series.
Yo, they play tonight.
Play again tonight. Make it a series. Put it at 2. And then, there is the Sabres, who took all, and I mean all, of their frustrations from the first 3 games out on the Ottawa Senators,
mm-hmm.
and whatever that goaltender's name was.
I felt bad pretty early in that game. We'll get more to the Sabres, but I felt bad pretty early into that game. I was watching it with Owen Parker up in the press box, and we're both just like, man, they're just firing every shot at him, and just any clean look was going in.
And it continued. They had 4 in the first period.
Yeah, it continued. I mean, they just, any clean look, second period on, was just going in. Sabres play again on Saturday, also at home. Florida coming to town. A lot of injuries there. 1 o'clock puck drop. We'll get more into the Sabres, Jays as well, because that was a great game for them last night. 13-4 win over the Mariners. It didn't start perfect for them either, but it got to their side very quickly. But we'll start today with the Bills, and I heard our morning show talking about it, and I know it's on a lot of people's minds and where they're at, being 4-2. They've lost 2 in a row again for the 95th straight year. And, you know, is the sky falling? Is this going to be a problem, you know, going forward into January? And it may. I'm not here to say that I'm somebody that's all of a sudden, you know, smelling the roses going, guys, they're going to be just fine. They probably will in terms of the playoffs. They're probably going to make the playoffs again.
Right.
This team goes on runs in very positive ways towards the middle end of the season. They are very, very good, especially off the bye as well. So I fully anticipate that they will beat Carolina off the bye week. They're going to be a little bit healthier. They're going to get suspended guys back. It'll be great.
Right.
But looking ahead to the rest of the season, where do the Bills need to improve? Derek, we've talked about it on the Extra Point Show. I've talked about it on the Nightcap as well, of just what's the things you can hide and what's the things you have to live with. Personally, for me, I think in the modern NFL, I wonder if you can live with the defense. You can live with a defense that is just not good against the run, that is going to get gashed every now and then. But maybe with some returning pieces, guys, also, we maybe haven't even seen at all, depending on if you've watched many Rams or Steelers games with Hoyt and Ogunjobi, maybe they are going to mean a lot to them. Max Harrison, I know signs are starting to point to, hey, maybe his practice window is going to be opening up, especially during the bye week. Maybe that's going to help bring him along a little bit faster. I wonder if you can sort of live with the defense being as bad as it is. I wonder, though, if you can hide your offense not really having outside wide receivers, boundary wide receivers that can stretch the field, make a defense honest.
And I am starting to wonder, like, the talent at the wide receiver position is one thing. I am starting to wonder if scheme has a lot more to do with the outside receivers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to actually become curious of this because, yes, the receivers are not getting open, but also I look at teams with worse wide receiver cores than Buffalo's, scheming players open. I've got the Chiefs before Worthy's healthy. I've got Tyquan Thornton getting open downfield.
Yeah, and being a real factor for them for a few weeks there.
A player that the Patriots said, nah, we're good. After like, what, three seasons? Less than?
I think so, maybe.
I see teams scheming wide receivers open. And I don't see it with Buffalo. I think that that offense is so predicated on efficiency, efficiency, efficiency. First downs are more important than anything else. That you're not getting the field flip type play. Unless it's yards after catch.
And I fought a little bit against the scheming open and stuff like that, especially the first 4 weeks, because I'm like, it's September.
Right.
I don't want to show everything. I don't want them playing their best football right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, look, it's great that the Colts are what they are if you're a Colts fan, but I imagine there's probably some of their fan base going, are we starting too hot? Is it all too perfect too early? And you start to fall off. You know, the Saints last year was mm-hmm. this. But now as we've gone on and now they've lost two in a row and the offense hasn't looked good. It's looked worse from going to New England
right.
to Atlanta. You do wonder about that. There doesn't seem to be that easy play that Allen just dump off and go, right? Where I even wonder, though, too, if Allen plays into it a little bit, because I'm going to bring this up, but like the wheel route concepts that they use for James Cook. I think there was definitely one, but there may have even been two situations in the Atlanta game alone. Allen could have thrown that ball and doesn't.
Right.
And, of course, with how blitz-heavy Atlanta was, he's on his back fast, and that was a problem. But also, yeah, like no one's getting schemed open. You're not seeing Khalil Shakir being that outlet that Allen could dump off and go, and we're still gaining yards, or even the pushing the ball down the field. I feel like we haven't seen guys wide open mm-hmm. since the fourth quarter of Baltimore.
And that is, they're playing so far off on you that there are going to be players open because the last thing they want is to get beat deep in a game where you're trying to protect a lead.
Yeah, that very quickly became, this is garbage time, this is garbage time, this is garbage time. Oh, no, you lost.
Or the other side of that is clearly Baltimore has problems,
mm-hmm.
which is also something that has been displayed throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind saying that Josh has been a little gun-shy in that sense. I don't mind saying that the quarterback has not been playing as particularly well as he usually does. And it's okay to say that. But I think it's a combination of a lot of things. And I'm wondering if Brady's scheme does have more to say about why the wide receivers do struggle on the outside. Because the system doesn't really predicate it. Or it's about short routes on the outside. And it's not about stretching opponents down there and making them honest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that's what that is. I think this is, it's quite frankly, a team that wants to predicate efficiency over everything. And I look at one player and I start to wonder what was really going to end up going on here. It was Stephon Diggs. Brady takes over halfway through that year where it's Diggs' last season. They still obviously have to run a lot of the concepts of Dorsey's playbook. It's too late for a full install. And there's obviously still deep shots in there.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, the deep shots are gone. Diggs forces his way out of Buffalo, though, and I'm starting to wonder if it has to do with the fact that Joe Brady's offense does not emphasize productivity on the outside by a boundary receiver. Because the only other time I've seen Stephon Diggs force his way out of a team is scheme-based. So I think he knew that Joe Brady's scheme wasn't going to mesh with him, and he forced his way out because of that.
And the way the team was going, it does work into the – it was a mutual parting because, well, the Bills' offense was going to where it was going to go.
And, so, yeah, we're not going to really worry about paying you that much to be here if you're not going to end up being productive.
To the level that you already were. I will say I don't think the offense is horrifically broken. I mean, they were down Dalton Kincaid and they were down Josh Palmer very early in that game. And Palmer does get the one big play that many of us have been clamoring for early in that contest. My problem is, though, is like last year, the offense is a house of cards.
Mm-hmm.
They struggle last year on offense in the middle of the year. Why? Shakir goes down. He goes down. He picks up his injury middle part or third quarter of the Baltimore game. Then he misses the Houston game, and that's where it's a disaster.
Right.
That's when it all of a sudden is like, oh no, okay, they need to add somebody because they lose one guy, and it all falls apart.
But look at who those guys are.
Mm-hmm.
Each year now, it's Shakir, and now it's Kincaid.
Mm-hmm.
Players up the middle. It's not the boundary.
It's not the boundary, guys.
It's not the boundary. Because this offense doesn't emphasize the boundary. The best you get is those pre-planned fade routes that...
I mean, those make you question, too, the efficiency level of the offense. Of like, why are you going to these 50-50 balls with Keon that ultimately aren't 50-50? He's not coming down with them enough.
Right. And he's had a better time when it comes to, like, fighting for space against things, but it's not a 50-50 fade ball.
Mm-hmm.
Fade balls, by the way, are the trend that need to die next.
I mean, just across the sport.
Yes, across football. One day we will get rid of fade balls. But today is not that day. But I am starting to wonder how much of the wide receiver issues, quote unquote, that we've waxed poetic about on this station. How much of it is truly about the talent itself as well? And how much of it is actually the offense that Joe Brady's running? Because remember, I brought up Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
His productivity goes in the tank when Dorsey gets fired.
It does dip. I mean, I'll never forget having the conversation the day he is traded of, like, do the Bills still believe in him as a number one receiver? I thought they did. They then trade him like 20 minutes after that conversation, you know, had started. But
the fact that he was fine in Houston before his injury.
That was a conversation. Yeah, he was fine with Houston.
He's doing well in New England after the injury.
Yep. And by the way, he should have had another big game against New Orleans too. It's barely a push off that they call.
Yeah.
I mean, I know his Bills fans are probably happy that didn't happen, but he was on track to have three straight really big games for New England and making you think that, all right, they're popping. And I think they are. They have a lack of talent, but right now things are just going well. I think it's something too, and the Atlanta game is while it's in the rearview mirror, it is the encapsulation of like everything we had been seeing, right? Like you lose a divisional game to New England, but it's a divisional game. It's a rising team, what have you. Atlanta's Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. They lose 30-0 to Carolina, but then they have all this talent, right? You know, now all of a sudden they're the class of the NFC. Well, not really. They tried to give that game away multiple times. Penix nearly throws a pick six to Shaq Thompson at the end of the game when Buffalo just could not get out of the mud. I think really what you saw is just the frustration from the Bills. Allen especially looked very frustrated on the sideline and slamming his helmet down on the bench, and just the body language for the whole team didn't look good.
And
you open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And the biggest frustrations are still going to be from that game, the offense. And it has to be. Like, yeah, the defense gave up, like, what was it, like 340-some-odd yards in the first half alone?
Yeah.
Which is terrifying stuff. And almost gave up another touchdown, if not for Drake London just being out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
But the defense in the second half gave you all they had. As injured as they were, you mentioned it. There's almost a pick six in that. All of a sudden, it's a tie game.
It would have been a tie game late.
Late. Yeah. So... But I still look at that going, say they do get the pick six, right? But Atlanta does get down the field again and they get a field goal because the defense is just, you know, gassed at that point. I still look at the offense and go, y'all scored 14 points.
Mm-hmm.
What gives? And I think part of the problem also was something that I was not sure about through the first couple of games. The offensive line has not played as well as it did last year. As a matter of fact, against Atlanta, it seemed like they didn't know what a blitz was.
Going against a team that at that point had blitzed the most in the NFL. Like
and that, they stayed
that,
true to it.
That was their whole thing, is that they were going to blitz the hell out of you, and you had to figure it out. And look, I mean, it's not like every blitz got through. They picked up a few of them. But there was never an outlet for Allen to go to. The offensive line was giving up free rushers constantly. It just... Again, the whole thing just kind of encapsulated like maybe all the problems we've all had this year with them, where the defense is getting gouged left, right, and center. Bijan's just flying around the field. Drake London might just be a ghost. No one can seem to find him, and he's just catching the pass out of nowhere. And then the offense, they could not get it going. Yes, they have the big play to Josh Palmer, but the moment he's out of the game, you know, your second-round receiver couldn't break out. You're not seeing Shakir, who really maybe should have been the guy to pop off, especially with Billy Bowman. He was out that game. They had a backup nickel corner and couldn't really do too much. And you even were able to get James Cook going, which I think is maybe the most concerning thing, because following the New England game, you could at least argue, okay, yeah, but the offense moves through Cook. If Cook's going, they're fine. Cook in the second half, they get going. It didn't change anything.
It didn't change anything.
It didn't change anything. They could not score. That was a game for no reason. But they couldn't score. They couldn't punish Atlanta for not finishing. Atlanta ultimately does not have the dog in them to finish that game.
No.
Buffalo just on that Monday night had less of one.
And it had to do with, again, the defense in the second half gave you everything they had. Eventually it breaks. with that field goal to end it. But that's it. That's all they gave up in the entirety of the second half. Yeah, they put you in a hole, but they were the ones trying to drag you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
14 points in the NFL these days rarely gets you a win. You have to face current state Baltimore without Lamar Jackson in order to get 14 points to get away with it. You have to be facing Cleveland for 14 points to be able to get away with it.
Mm-hmm. And I think for many, like this is the point to look at of like even the last two playoff losses, is that you did have the ball at the end of the game to try to win it with Josh Allen at quarterback, and two straight years you couldn't get it done. It's not like the defense played out of its mind; they played very poorly,
but they had timely stops.
They were able to get the offense the ball back with a chance to win the game or take the lead. And both times they couldn't. And I think that's where a lot of people still even looked at it, and even with the Brandon Bean comments and even going into the draft, where it was fully acknowledged they needed to improve the defense. And it should be noted that Deion Walker looks to be a smash success as a fourth-round pick. Not just being good for a fourth-rounder, but being just flat-out awesome as a rookie. This is why people were still clamoring to go draft somebody like a Jalen Royals in round 3 or 4, is because late in games, in the playoffs, when you get the opportunity with your all-star quarterback, the MVP of the league, they couldn't score. And on Monday night, and even New England, that Sunday night, they couldn't score.
It is the fact that there's a non-zero chance that we have to bring up Gabe Davis at some point during this year.
Mm-hmm.
That should tell you enough of what is going on.
And that it actually would be a positive. That it actually would be a boon for the offense.
Yes.
That's not a good spot to be in. No disrespect to Gabe, but he's not also a separation artist either. He at least is going to go down the field.
The Bills' depth chart at the position is, I'd call, interesting at this point. There's no top-heavy player, and the everybody-eats mantra is there. But again, I'm not going to go ahead and pretend to know what that means anymore. I'm not. Because when you have a game like this, you're eating Necco wafers. And nobody likes Necco wafers.
No.
If you like Necco wafers, I'm sorry, but I do not trust you.
That's your cross to bear, man. Not mine.
I'm just going to say that right now.
Yeah.
I don't trust you. You could be a good person, but I don't trust you. You could be a great person, but your taste buds are lying to you. Anyway. But there's a lot of issues with this offense. It does seem. And while they scored 31 against New Orleans, against New Orleans and Miami, though. And it's not clean, though. They started showing these issues. And I think that now I'm going to a point where, yes, talent is an issue, but I think defense is where it's really the biggest problem. I am starting to wonder about scheme. I don't think this is a Bobby Slowick situation where Brady is going to go from a head coaching favorite candidate to getting fired.
Right.
But I am starting to think there are things that he could be doing schematically to let things get better. Keon Coleman's having struggles on the boundary. Put him in the slot sometimes.
Eric Wood joined Shelton Bulldog, and I think he also said this on One Bills Live yesterday as well, but like he wants to see that, where it's just move them around. See what you got in them.
Move all of them around.
Yeah.
Like, I know that Shakir's strongest in the slot. Move them around. Move everybody around. Put Keon Coleman in the slot. Like, Shakir does move around. Shakir's on different mm-hmm. positions of the field at any notice because he is versatile like that. Can I see if Coleman is? Or are you putting your feet in the ground, puffing your cheeks out and holding your breath about, no, he's an X receiver. He's a boundary guy. When the tape shows you that at Florida State, he did a good amount of damage in the slot too.
I mean, most draft experts had it that his best role in the NFL would be as a big slot. I'll also say, and this is somebody that, you know, a few weeks ago, even like last week going in, I still have some faith in Keon Coleman. He is a very good athlete, and there are pop plays.
Right.
But it should also be known that following that fourth quarter pop from him, I think in the last 5 games he has 125 total yards receiving. I mean, he's kind of just doing nothing for you. He might be a great blocker, and that's something, but in terms of actually being a wide receiver and helping the passing game, since that fourth quarter against Baltimore, he's been a complete non-factor.
And that's the tough part.
And he's your second-round receiver. Like, that's the highest you've drafted a receiver with Brandon Bean, because Zay Jones is McDermott's pick.
Right. That's the highest asset you've spent on that. And for some teams, it's not about the round sometimes. Puka Nacua.
Right.
I look at the Green Bay Packers. They have a good offense without a top-tier wide receiver, but it could be better.
Well, Green Bay is sort of the model of just keep throwing assets at it, though.
But they keep throwing assets at it.
I mean, eventually Matthew Golden is the first-round pick at wide receiver, but before that it's a bunch of second- and third-round picks and stuff like that to just keep it going, keep the cookie jar full.
They keep going back to it to see if they do find something.
I just for me, ultimately, and the way I look at it is I think they could fix their offense with an addition of a Rashid Shaheed. Or even a Chris Olave, if you really want to do that. I worry, though, about his health. I think you can fix the offense enough. You can put a Band-Aid on it and it not fall off when you jump in the water sort of deal with those additions. The defense, I just don't know if you can salvage that unit and make it kind of like Baltimore last year.
Yep.
Where they go from bottom five to top five, the flip of a switch because they move Kyle Hamilton down at safety. I don't think you can necessarily do that. It'll be interesting to see what, a healthy Max Harrison and Michael Hoyt being. Maybe that's true. But right now, I don't think you can. I think you can salvage the offense, and I think adding someone with the skill set of a Rashid Shaheed or a Chris Olave or a Jacoby Myers might do that for you.
I will say my one pushback on wide receiver being a priority with the trade deadline is that position is not on my top priority. And when it comes to a deadline acquisition, it's safety.
And that's the thing is probably the most dire ones are defense. My problem is when you all of a sudden get like your first, second, third need, it's just we can't salvage this.
But you mentioned how Baltimore fixed their defense last year. Has to do with safety.
Right. maybe it's the same thing.
Maybe it's the same thing. And it's – I started saying – unironically, a couple weeks ago, if Taylor Rapp keeps playing the way that he is, I'm going to start wanting like Damar Hamlin back in the lineup because Rapp had been playing that poorly. Right now, it's I get Jordan Poyer and I will like it. And honestly, fine. Rapp has been playing that poorly that I am like kind of shrugging my shoulders and going, yeah, okay. Because 9 is late to every play.
And every play.
And he is not even bringing the hard-hitting style anymore. I think he is recognizing that he's hurting people with his recklessness, and it's changed him as a player. That recklessness made him better than what he is this year.
It made him somewhat valuable.
It made him somewhat valuable, but it made him also extremely dangerous. Now I've got a guy who just does not get to plays on time. And he's missing tackles a lot on a team that misses a lot of tackles. I can name any player and I will say they've missed a lot of tackles. Cole Bishop missed a lot of tackles. Terrell Bernard missed a lot of tackles. Taylor Rapp missed a lot of tackles. Trey Wright missed a lot of tackles.
But he is sort of the guy to look at for that.
I trust two players on this defense right now. Two. And they play the same position. Ed Oliver and Deion Walker. Especially when the two of them had to play 80% of the snaps on Monday night. To play as well as they did. Like, yeah, of course, they got gashed in the run. But if you're able to take care of the two of them and get your run fits, second level, no faith. Not right now.
No, not right now. 803-0550, the number to call. What do you want to see the Bills do as the trade deadline nears? It is the start of November, I believe it's November 4th, around this time last year, the Bills did add Amari Cooper. Is that something they've got to do again? Is it on the defense? Love to hear your thoughts. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, filling in for One Bills Live today and tomorrow. And this is WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.